Hi, this is Ernie Fazio, and the show is Earnestly Speaking. We're on LI News Radio. I'm talking to Bob Schultz, and he's with the We the People, New York.
We the People of New York. The website is We the People of NY.
Okay.
New York is not spelled out.
We the People of NY.org. I suggest that you go to that because there's a lot of good information there. And we were talking about subsidizing corporations, and in this case, we were talking about making school electric panels available through a private company, which we funded with taxpayer money. And now we're giving what's the objection to giving it to the schools, though? Because that's also a tax-paying entity, and that benefits us, too, if we give it to them.
Yeah, no, here's the Ernie, we're spending $750 million of taxpayer money building a factory that you and I will own.
Yes.
And it's for private use. A private company will manufacture solar panels in that facility. Private profit-making company. Very wealthy company.
Are they paying rent?
Pardon me?
Are they paying rent?
No. They're just manufacturing these panels. And to make sure that the governor, to make sure that he made the right, quote, right political decision, in other words, that these panels are in fact going to be made and will keep moving through the factory, he is giving grants. The state is giving grants to school districts and municipalities to get these installed, on their roofs. But the point is, we are spending money in aid of a private undertaking. That's prohibited by the Constitution.
Now, do you have a list of things that you're working on right now, and is it on your website?
Yes. Yeah. We the people
give
of NY.
Give the website again. We'll give it a couple of times before we go off.
WeThePeopleOfNY.org. And if you go into community, you can see all of the five cases we have against the governor and the legislature. Not only the SAFE Act and the way it was passed.
Now, the SAFE Act is not something I'm sanguine about. Can you tell me what it is?
Yeah, it's an act passed by the legislature, signed by the governor, which, how do I say this? I have a semi-automatic rifle.
Okay, I know. It's a gun control measure.
Yeah, it banned the, so I've had mine about 19 years, right?
How many people have you killed?
None. I kill coyotes who go after my sheep, and I go to the rifle range, and I protect myself and my family and my farm up here from home invaders and anybody else who might do harm, to me and my family. It's here for protection. You know, people talk about the terrible, terrible event in Connecticut, in Newtown, where this deranged kid went in and used a gun to kill those kindergartners. But what got lost in that whole discussion was what happened in Connecticut a couple of years earlier, where these two guys, two or three, where they went into this home, and there was this guy, his wife, and his two daughters. Before it was all over, they tied the guy up, in the in a basement, tied him to a pole. He managed to get out, but they raped the daughters and set fire and burned the wife and the daughters up, burned the house. And this guy was unable. Had he had a firearm, had he had a gun, he might have been able, to do something about this, but he wasn't able to. All right. But that was a home invasion, with people with a lot of firepower. They had, each had a firearm, so here we come after Newtown and again, for political reasons. I mean, after that terrible tragedy in Newtown, President Obama set up he said, we're going to do something about this. And he set up a commission and he put Joe Biden in charge of it. And he announced that on January 16th, he and Biden will be releasing their recommendations for legislation for gun control, right? So that's, remember the date, January 16th. So our governor, who has aspirations of his own, you know, to be president, he springs into action. And in the middle of the night, you know, he sent a bill over to the legislature, but he wasn't getting anywhere. He wasn't getting anywhere. And negotiations continued, you know, all the horse trading, the three men in the room. And eventually on the...
Well, two men in jail now.
Yeah, right. Well, even they're replaced. They're continuing the three men in the room. I mean, things haven't changed. The characters have changed, but the procedure's the same. So, anyway, so he continued his negotiations and finally gave them whatever it was they were looking for, silver and Skelos. And he announced on the evening of the 13th, or the 14th, I guess the 14th, and that, all right, we're done negotiating. The bill is going to the Senate. Got there 20 minutes later, it passed. The next day, it passed the Assembly, and he signed it on the 15th with a big announcement in Rochester. What headlines were all over the paper, New York papers, on the 16th, the day that President Obama and Biden were scheduled to release their recommendations? Everything that New York did, you know, the toughest gun control bill, you know, it was all done for political posturing, political expedience.
By the way, I've been at several meetings with the governor, and he doesn't answer questions. And so I've nicknamed him Il Duce.
Yeah, well, there's a lack of transparency. And it's well known. I mean, he's I talk to a lot of people who are over on the press corps up on the third capital of the third floor of the Capitol, and they all say the same thing. You know, he's clamped down. There are channels you have to go through. You know, it's not an open.
No, it's not an open administration at all. I got a note from somebody representing the governor, and they wanted me to come up to Albany to hear the governor speak. And I said, no. If you think I'm going to come into a room with 400 people that has nothing to say, you're crazy. I mean, I don't want to waste my tires on that.
Good
shit.
Good point. Right. Right.
So.
Yeah. So the SAFE Act is one. And Ernie, next year, 2017, in November, there's going to be a question on the statewide ballot. This is the exact wording of the question. Shall there be a convention to revise the Constitution, the New York State Constitution, and amend the same? And we'll get to vote on that in November. Do we want a constitutional convention? Now,
This one coming up on in 16 or 17?
2017.
17.
Our Constitution mandates that question come on the ballot at least once every 20 years. So every 20 years, in other words, the people will have the opportunity to take their ultimate power into their own hands for the purpose of evaluating the performance of their government and recommending.
Hasn't that been hijacked by the politicians themselves in the past?
There you go. What in the beginning, you know, way back when we had our first state constitutional conventions, people in government wouldn't think to be a delegate. You know, they get left out of town. It's the opportunity for the people to evaluate the performance of the government. Government wasn't supposed to be there at a convention, the purpose of which is to come up with the document that's designed to govern their behavior. They don't get left out of town. But that's changed. The last constitutional convention we had was in 1967. It was there as a result of the legislature decided we needed a convention, so they put the question on the ballot, and the people said okay. So we had a convention, and sure enough, look who were the delegates. Look who were the delegates. You had the Speaker of the Assembly, who was the president of the convention. You had the Vice Chairman of the convention, was the head of the Senate. You had David Dinkins, as you know, as a young assemblyman, and so many other assemblymen and senators were delegates at the convention. You had 28 judges as delegates to the convention. Of the 186 delegates, 120 were
running a little short on time. But listen, I wanted to suggest this: shouldn't we have in place a whole delegation that we select prior to the election?
You got it, Ernie. I've got a lawsuit asking the court to declare that it would be the ultimate conflict of interest you know, for anyone, any employee of government, any employee of a registered lobbying organization, or any employee of a registered of a major political party to be a delegate at the convention.
But suppose we got a lot of
in the court.
But suppose we got a lot of people around the state who have organizations like I have, like LIMBA.
We have got to roll up our sleeves and we've got to get to work.
And we'll put together a whole roster of delegates so they can walk in on day one.
Yeah, the Constitution says we will elect three from each state senatorial district. There are 63 senatorial districts in the state senatorial districts. We'll elect three from each, plus 15 at large.
But we have to do it in advance.
You've got to start now.
Yeah. So we're ready to hit the road.
I'm ready to work with you. Anything you and people you know on the island, let's get to work.
I'm going to put you in front of the organization's membership and sometime in the next couple of months, and we'll have that discussion.
Let's do it within the next 30 days.
I don't know if I can do that, but we'll do it as quickly as we can.
Time is fleeting, Ernie. Time goes very fast.
Bob, this has been a great discussion. This is Ernie Fazio. This is Earnestly Speaking. We've been talking to Bob Schultz from WeThePeopleNY.org.